This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, August 11th. God's word for you today is your part. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 2 to 3, and it says, "What can I do to help you?" Elisha asked. "Tell me, what do you have in the house?" "Nothing at all, except a flask of olive oil," she replied. And Elisha said, "Borrow as many empty jars as you can from your friends and neighbors." To walk in the miraculous and in the overflow, first admit you have a need, and secondly, accept to play your part. Mark chapter 6, verse 36 to 37 says, "Send the crowds away so they can go to the nearby farms and villages and buy something to eat." But Jesus said, "You feed them." "Lord, how is that even possible? There are just 12 of us." But at the end of the day, they were the ones who fed the entire crowd. Everything God has told you to do that appears impossible, guess who is going to do it at the end of the day? It is you. Do I get an amen? Amen. God is saying, you are going to build your own house. It looks impossible for some people, but guess who is going to build it? It is you. God says, you are going to have your own children. It looks medically impossible, but guess who is going to have those children? It is you. God is saying, if you receive it, you are going to lend to nations. It looks impossible, but guess who is going to lend to nations? It is you. John chapter 6, verse 6 says, Jesus asked this only to test them, for he already had in mind what he was going to do. The point is this: God knows the answer before you even know the problem. God knew exactly what he was going to do. You may look at your children. For some of us, it is the school fees. Many of us reading this devotional pay school fees in foreign currency. Some of you have been trusting God for your children to school abroad. I am not saying every child must school abroad. Do not get me wrong. And you are like, how shall these things be? You are the one that will pay for it, because God knows the answer even before there is a problem, and even before you know about the problem. What I'm saying is, do not panic about anything. Make up your mind to live a panic-free life. Why shouldn't you panic? You should not panic because the one that watches over you does not slumber nor sleep. Mark chapter 6 verse 38 says, "How many loaves do you have?" He asked. "Go and see." When they found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish. This is Jesus just messing with them. However, the point is that Jesus expected them to at least have some bread. Andrew took the initiative and went to find out from the crowd, and he came back to report, "All we have is 5 small loaves of bread and 2 fish, but it does not even scratch the surface." But the way God works is, God always starts with what you have. God obviously does not end with what you have, but God always starts with what you have. Let us pray. Father, I admit that what is in my hand is nothing compared to the problem before me. Still, I bring it to you in faith. You have done it before. Please do it again. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.